All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, I'm not playing in the game. I'm calling the game. I'm tired. Seems like I saw you just yesterday. But how's the preparation been prior to the Giants game coming off the Redskins game?
Yeah, it's been good, Scott. I think the players have really, you know, embraced the situation. This is very similar to our week of the Carolina game coming off the Tennessee game. After we gave the players a day off, we had the same amount of time. So we kind of dry around this, gave it a little dry run in training camp. It's a little different now, but no, I thought the players were focused and attentive, and you know, we have as much time as the Giants do, so hopefully we can be ready to go tonight.
All right, I know a lot has been made about halftime adjustments. It's a 12-minute halftime. You basically could take one thing or two things and then make a quick adjustment, but you guys played different football in that second half. What was the biggest thing in the Redskins game? Was it just about going out and playing better and executing?
Yeah, really. It wasn't like it was a lot of new plays or anything. You know, we make adjustments in every game, as you mentioned, and just I think our fundamentals were better. You know, we hit a couple big plays there, the big pass to Brandon Bolden down the sideline, and got a couple of big chunk plays on play action. So, you know, that helps every drive. Wish we could get those a little bit earlier, but we'll take them whenever we can get them.
I know Patrick Chung went away from the program, came back, and we all know how good and how important Patrick is to your program. But a guy like Brandon Bolden went down to Miami, came back. You mentioned the touchdown catch, but special teams running the football. How important is he to you guys for everything he brings to the table?
Yeah, Brandon gives us a lot of depth, both offensively and in the kicking game. Of course, he has a lot of experience. He's a very talented player, and he can do a lot of things. And, you know, Jordan Richards kind of falls into that same category that you just mentioned. You know, getting him back on short notice, he really did a nice job for us in the kicking game with Ebner out. So that was a big help.
Speaking of kicking game, Bailey, enjoy the kickoffs. You having fun with that? Yeah, booming it through the end zone?
Yeah, Jake's got a big leg. He hit him good in preseason, and he had a big day for us last week in Washington. So we'll see if we can get that from him going forward.
You guys missed Patrick Chung this past week, but communication in the secondary, you got a lot of veteran leadership on this football team. How important is the veteran leadership when you can't go out and practice, say, three straight practices, but a ton of meetings, ton of walkthroughs as far as getting ready on a short week on a Thursday night game?
Yeah, those guys do a great job on their own. They watch film together and go through the calls and communication and so forth so that they're on the same page and we can react quickly and make the necessary adjustments on various coverages against formations and where the personnel lines up. So Devin, Duran, you know, Terrence Brooks has done a nice job filling in there. And, you know, of course, John Jones, Jason McCourty, Gilmore, those guys have a lot of experience with that. So that's, you know, it's certainly a strength for us.
I know you're not a weather guy. I've talked to you about the weather. Weather changes here every 5 minutes in New England. But I was out there 45 minutes ago. You're out there with the blue hoodie. You're walking around. Anything you saw weather-wise as far as wind, which may affect how you, you know, maybe third down changes in this game as far as, you know, you get down inside the 40. Maybe it's two down territory instead of maybe kicking a field goal.
Yeah, I think that's definitely going to be a factor in the game. You know, it'll affect the kicking game first, and we'll see how much it affects the passing game. But the field position relative to field goal range and attempted field goals and punting into the wind and so forth are definitely going to be considerations in the calling of the game and the kicking game.
Two games in a row against the NFC East. Obviously, Redskins last week, Giants. I've talked to you this week earlier on the TV side as far as how these teams are built, big physical teams. But Daniel Jones, young rookie, you've done some study on him. What do you see on him on film?
He's got a quick release. He handles the West Coast offense well, which is what the Giants run. And, you know, he does a good job of reading coverages and getting the ball to the, you know, to the right spot on the pattern and with a quick release and good timing. He's fast. He can make yards out of the pocket. He basically beat Tampa on, you know, a couple critical scrambles, the fourth and five. You know, they scrambled him for a touchdown. It was a winning touchdown. But he's got good speed, and he's able to become that kind of that sixth receiver if the pass rush doesn't contain him.
All right, I know you're crammed this week. Good luck tonight against the Giants. Good luck staying undefeated, and I'll see you soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, though.
All right, so back at the Beetle at Out the Moon.